Hi there. The word for you today is what you learn in rough times. In Romans 5 verse 3 we read, problems and trials are good for us. We all want the crown of life that the Lord promised, but we don't want the problems and trials that develop strength and character in us. But it can't be done. Here's what you learn in tough times. Okay, number one, enjoyment. James writes, James 1 and 2, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. It's when you pass the test that God fills you with his joy, not before. So pull some of your groans out of your prayers and throw in a few hallelujahs. Remember, pain is inevitable. Misery is optional. Number two, what else do you learn in tough times? Enlargement. In Psalm 4 and 1, David said, thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Let's be honest, most of the things we know best, we learned the hard way. Our greatest progress comes from our greatest pain. That's why God doesn't save us from it, but instead, he strengthens us through it. And the third thing you learn in tough times or gain is enlightenment. In Psalm 112, verse 4, David writes, unto the upright there arises light in darkness. Now, we don't realize how little we actually know until we walk through life's dark places and God turns on the light. And let me add a fourth thing, by the way. A fourth thing you learn in tough times. Endurance. James 5 and 7 says, see how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop. And how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm. You can't shorten the seasons of life or hurry the harvest, so learn to be patient and pay attention. While you're waiting, God is working. Bruce Wilkerson says, and I quote, tests of faith are trials and hardships that invite you to surrender something of great value to God, even when you have every right not to. And that is what you learn in tough times.